In my time here on the WDW Pro Channel, we've spent the last 3 years together covering some of the cringiest, weirdest, most bizarre antics that Hollywood could ever contrive. But nothing we've ever reported on has reached this kind of cringe fiesta as Pedro Pascal and the Mandalorian PR disaster. You thought his Stephen Colbert kiss was bad? Folks, you ain't seen nothing until now. It's a great day. It's a groovy day. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back and thank you for coming our way. It's a happy Monday, and somewhere sunny USA where the studio is located is glistening because you're listening to what we have to say. Click that like button, smash that subscribe. And ladies and gentlemen, if you see the hype, well, the time is always ripe to hit that hype. All right, there's no hype for The Mandalorian. There is no hype for Pedro. Oh my gosh, what a disaster. I'm going to show it to you. Hang tight. Here's the original video that has caused people to lose their minds at how bad Disney and Lucasfilm must be at promoting what could be a total galaxy far, far away dumpster fire. Here they are, Disneyland, pretending that people are excited for Pedro. Don't make it too obvious, it's me. We gotta pretend here that nobody knows it's me.
Welcome, but I'll just be like, what's up?
Alright, sons, travelers, come in. You all know the Mandalorian? Yeah. Mandalorian, do you have anything to say before we send our travelers on their journey?
Okay, hang on. Folks, do you notice anything about this group besides it is perfectly racially balanced in diversity? You notice there are no kids. Oh, by the way, the lady in there in the middle next to Pedro with the Grogu purse, pay attention to that, okay? You're going to want it. Okay. These, ladies and gentlemen, are shills. They're influencers. They've been sent to this event. And by the way, there is a community note. Oh, did the community note go away? It'll be back again. It was actually in there. People have downvoted, I guess. I rate it as helpful. We'll come back to that in just a minute, okay? And I'll give you the proof that they're influencers. And but my oh my. My oh my. Look at the reactions. And this was intended to make you believe these are normal people just getting on the ride. And they love Pedro so much. Oh my gosh. Not that way at all. What are they trying to do? Well, what they're trying to do with this PR push is what they've done in the past. ABC, they've done this over and over again, by the way. Before The Last Jedi, ABC aired this from Disneyland, from Star Tours.
Actually, you know what? The captain did mention something about a special passenger. Oh, and the Force is strong with this one. So let me go
Hello,
ahead.
Hello, everyone.
Now, can you spot the way we know this is real? Look right here, ladies and gentlemen. See the little child back here? See the kid? Notice the kid doesn't have a reaction. Why does the kid not have a reaction? Kid doesn't know who Mark Hamill is. The kid's like 3 years old, okay? Kid doesn't know. This is real. We know that because there are families really aboard. Watch again and see the difference.
The Force is strong with this one. So let me go
Hello,
ahead.
Hello, everyone.
Now, this is before The Last Jedi, and Mark Hamill had not been so, let's be as nice as we can be, so acerbically political. Is that a good way to put it? So Mark, you know, he walks on, and Disney isn't worried. And look at the camera they've got. Okay, it's a professional camera. They're going to do that every single time they do something like this. I'm sure with Pedro, they also had professional cameras, right? The reason Mark could do this and they could air this on ABC and not have to worry about setting this up and making it fake is because they didn't have to worry. Everybody knows who Mark Hamill is. And back then, everybody liked Mark Hamill. And so they kept going back and back and back to this. In fact, even before 20 million views, this is a successful strategy, remember? 20 million views of Mark Hamill pretending to be a stormtrooper out on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Out there being a stormtrooper. We won't play this one because it's got all kinds of audio and stuff like that. But Mark Hamill pretending to be a stormtrooper. Very successful, right? And it's not just Star Wars they've done this with. They've done this with Jack Sparrow, with Johnny Depp. Here's an example of him showing up at Disneyland.
Throw your cash in that camera. I've been expecting you for hours. My name is Captain Jack Sparrow.
Notice all the phones, too. Do you notice the phones? They could tell something was going on, and they got all their phones out. Why do they get all their phones out? Because it's real. I'll play it again. It's real. They get their phones out because it's real. Because in today's age, when you think you're going to meet somebody special, you get your phone out. Even if you're not going to meet somebody special. I mean, I go to... Listen, when we go to Disney World, people will hold their phones up now to video the fireworks that are directly in front of them. Seriously. Okay? Rather than looking at the fireworks in front of their face, they will watch the fireworks on their tiny little screen.
My name is Captain Jack Sparrow. Hello, and I would like to swim to you, jump in your boat. What the hell?
Boat after boat after boat after boat. They'll do it. Why? Because people love Johnny Depp. Still do, by the way. He could still do that and they'll be the same reaction. Mark Hamill can't do what he was doing back then. Because he's not perceived as well anymore, and that's his own decision. He's made that choice, right? Well, talking about the fact that this was all faked, right? The reason it's faked is because people don't, one, know Pedro. They don't like Pedro if they do know Pedro. They're not excited about the Mandalorian Grogu. So to do this same stunt, they had to bring in people like Gabe's Empire. I still can't believe this. We seriously didn't know Pedro was in the suit. And maybe they didn't, right? Maybe one more time their reactions for this, okay? One more time.
We send our travelers on their journey.
Okay. So they brought in the influencers. They pretended they have to do it this way now because doing it the old way doesn't work because nobody's excited for this. Star Wars once was popular. It is no more. But how do we know that Disney set this entire thing up? Maybe it's just a bunch of influencers who happened to be riding the ride when it happened, right? Here's how we know. Let me see if I can get a zoom in on this so you can see it better. Oh, we can. Look at that. Remember the person I told you to keep an eye on with the Grogu purse here? Okay. It appears to be the person imagination.em. My soul left my body, and I will never be the same after meeting Pedro Pascal. And the fact that we learned that it was Pedro's idea to surprise us wearing his Mandalorian armor was the icing on the cake. I built my Grogalorian mashup armor 3 years ago and could have only dreamt that one day my honorary tribute to Pascal as Punk would manifest into possibly meeting him one day. And good for them, right? And good for all of these influencers, these very well-balanced, diverse influencers who don't involve any children at all. That would be the main demographic that Disney would need to succeed with to get this movie to do well. But, you know, kids are hard to find these days, right? When you're in Disney. Well, let's scroll down and see what imagination.em was up to that day. Oh. Folks, do you see this? Specifically this one? You see, imagination.em, 12 years of cosplaying finally led me here. Your girl made it to the red carpet of the Mandalorian Grogu world premiere. Well, it's just Star Wars music. We won't play that, will we? There you go. Disney reached out and invited these influencers. And they went to the premiere. Seems like, at least she did, probably the rest of them too. They were invited. They were part of the premiere. They were probably sent to Disneyland. Free tickets, free everything. This entire deal is a setup. They had to make it seem like people are excited for Mandalorian and Grogu. The reality is, people are not excited about this kind of stuff anymore. They were once upon a time. That's why if we look, ladies and gentlemen, we can remember and we know. And by the way, Johnny Depp is still this popular. He could still do it with Jack Sparrow. They can't do this anymore because they destroyed it. And now they have to fake it. It's smoke and mirrors. It's a bunch of nonsense. And you all can feel it. You all know it. But frankly, this is the cringiest thing I think we've ever seen. is them faking now that Pedro Pascal is as popular as Johnny Depp and the rest of them. The whole thing is made up. The whole thing is made up, top to bottom. And that's what makes it an ultra PR fail. They didn't even hide their tracks. They didn't even tell these people, don't post this stuff. They should have been that smart, but they're not that smart. And it's one more example of why I believe they're not dotting up their I's, they're not crossing their T's, and they're not prepared for the box office that's about to happen to them. First weekend, maybe okay for Mandalorian and Grogu. Second weekend, look out. The drop could be amazing. All right, folks, that's it for your Pal Pro. We will leave you with a reminder of how cool it was when Mark Hamill showed up in Star Tours. Better days back then when, you know, Mark was popular and so was Star Wars. Folks, click that like button. Share this out. Drop a comment down below. Let us know your thoughts on all of this. And ladies and gentlemen, until the next time, we are so fortunate as to spend time together. Keep learning. Keep growing. And as always, keep having fun.